USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. He'll meet with President Biden at the White House, lawmakers in Capitol Hill, and military leaders at the Pentagon. The visit comes as Congress is currently weighing Biden's request to approve more than $20 billion in additional aid for Ukraine in its war against Russia. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer trying to go around Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's block on military promotions. Lisa Taylor has more.
Schumer today moved to tee up votes on three key promotions, including for the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Senate will hold one-off votes on top military brass, which are usually done together. This comes as Tuberville has held up more than 300 promotions in protest to the Pentagon's abortion policy. The current policy allows for service members to be reimbursed if they travel out of state for an abortion.
The United Auto Workers strike against the big three U.S. automakers is now in its sixth day. Nearly 13,000 auto workers remain on strike at three plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri, and that number could rise in the next couple days. UAW President Sean Fain announced more workers will join the picket line on Friday if a fair deal isn't brought to the table. The government is giving out free COVID tests again.
Starting next week, Americans will have the opportunity to once again request complimentary COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced on Wednesday that the government is reinitiating the program to offer the free tests. Beginning September 25th, households can place an order for up to four tests through covidtests.gov. I'm John Schaefer.
Witnesses say the man who died in the stands of Sunday night's New England Patriots game in Foxborough was punched twice in the head. The witnesses report that a man in a Miami Dolphins jersey struck 53-year-old Dale Mooney, who collapsed and did not move after hitting the ground. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Two hearings are expected to be held on Friday in the Brian Koberger case. He's the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students last year. The defense will argue the indictment was based on biased grand jury. A second hearing will be a motion to dismiss the indictment based on grounds there was an error in grand jury instructions. After a series of 10 consecutive rate hikes from March 2022 to May 2023, the Federal Reserve is now temporarily halting further increases. Despite the pause, the central bank has indicated that it anticipates one more rate hike before the year concludes.
We're prepared to raise rates further if appropriate, and we intend to hold policy at a restrictive level until we're confident that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our objective.
Federal Chair Jerome Powell says these hikes were aimed at addressing inflation. Reports say Arizona Republican Carrie Lake plans to launch a Senate campaign as early as next month. The former TV journalist is reporting aiming to win the seat currently held by independent Senator Kristen Sinema next year. Lake is a strong supporter of former President Trump. And the pile of money just keeps getting larger. The Powerball jackpot is up for grabs tonight. The jackpot for tonight's drawing, $672 million. The cash value on that works out to just over $320 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.